One of the Menaches Kiyonim is Yishuv. Mepharshim say Yishuv means Yishuv Adas. So what is Yishuv Adas? First of all, how do we translate Yishuv Adas? Perhaps Yishuv Adas could be translated as reflection or calm reflection. So it might mean to have a calm environment, an environment without distractions. Like the Gemara says in Megillah, Batu of the Chachamim, that it was raining and they went into a shul, not because they wanted to get out of the rain, that's not appropriate to use a shul to get out of the rain, but because, as the Gemara says, that learning requires a clear head, and a clear head requires that one not be distracted, and the rain was distracting them. So they were able to, they were allowed to go into a shul to get out of the rain in order to continue their discussion and learning. So maybe that's Yishuv Adas. Yishuv Adas, to be in an environment in which one isn't distracted so that one can have the Yishuv Adas of Shmaitze Boitzi Lusa. The problem is that all of the Memches Kinyonim that the Mishnah is describing, they're not simply things that one has to have prior and in order to learn Torah. They're Kinyonim Ben Nefesh that Torah gives you. And that's clear from the beginning of the Brisa that says that Torah is greater than Kun and Malchus because Kun only has 3 milas and Malchus only has 24 milas and Torah has 48. Well, the Maila of Kun and Malchus are not things that you need in order to be a Melech or in order to be a Kohen. The Chavdalid Maila of Kun are Matnas Kun that you give to a Kohen. You don't need to get Truma in order to be a Kohen. If you're a Kohen, you get Truma. So it's a Maila that Kuna gives you. And if the Brisa juxtaposes those Milas of Kun and Malchus with the Memches Milas of Torah, then it's clear that the Milas of Torah are not simply things that you have to have in order to get to learning Torah. But they're things that true, one has to cultivate them in order to learn Torah. But the point over here is that therefore a person, Talmud Chochem, cultivates these milas and they become milas benefesh that now adorn a Talmud Chochem. And if one of those milas is Yishuv Adas, then Yishuv Adas is something that adorns a Talmud Chochem, a mila that Torah gives one, the greatness of Torah gives one, that a lifetime of toil gives one, then it can't just mean having a calm environment, because being a Talmud Chochem doesn't give you a calm environment. In fact, often just the opposite. Well, perhaps then Yishuv Adas doesn't mean having a calm environment. Maybe it means just the opposite, being able to focus even when you're not in a calm environment. That's a rare mile, and that's perhaps something the Torah really requires. You know, you could be in quarantine because there's a coronavirus outside and it's very distracting. There are a lot of things going on in the house and around you, but the Torah requires that one focus on the learning at hand and be able to shut all of that out, and so on, even in normal times. And perhaps that's one of the meanings, and maybe that's what Yishuv Adas means, the ability to focus. I once heard from Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, that he said that he thinks that one of the things that was unique about his father, the greatest things about his father, was that he had the ability to focus on a single topic for an entire day. And that's not a usual thing. Most of us have short attention spans. And we're easily distracted, or even if we're not distracted from outside, but from inside, our thoughts flit from here to there. The ability to focus on one topic, on one sugya, and one kasha for an extended period of time, that power of concentration, that's required. That's a hallmark of godless and Torah. Perhaps that's the meaning over here of Yishuv HaAdas. I'd like to suggest another meaning as well. The Rabban writes in the Milchamas, in the Hakdoma to the Milchamas, the beginning of Brachas, that Torah is not like mathematics or engineering where you have proofs. And the proofs, if they're good proofs, they're solid and there's nothing to talk about. The proof is open and shut, and that's the end of the story. He says, in Torah, it's not the way. For every proof that one could bring for pshat in a sugyo or pshat in a posuk, there are ways to rebut the proof. And for every teretz, there are other teretzim. For every teretz to a kasha, there are alternative teretzim to the kasha. There are no absolute proofs that you could prove, like with a mathematical certainty, that this is the right pshat in the Gemara, this is the right pshat in the posuk. So then, how do we measure? With what yardstick do we weigh what's to be makarim and what to be merachik? Says the Ramban, it's not absolute proofs, but rather it's the haygan hasugyes v'yosher haseichel. Given alternative ways to understand something in Torah, what's determinative, what's dispositive, is what is the most smooth and glatt in seichel, and what is the most smooth and glatt in the words of the sugya itself or of the sugyas that relate to the topic. And that, in turn, is the product not of cleverness. You could be very clever and be very far from Yeshua Hagen Asugis and Yeshua Sechel. It's not even the product of being profound in Svara. It's the product of having a mature judgment. A judgment to make the judgment call what is Glat, what is Yosha, what is the Yeshua Sechel, and what is the Hagen Asugis. And even though it's not for us to judge Rishayim, but still, perhaps one can, when one has, certainly, we anybody who is used to studying Ramban shares the feeling that one of the things that's so amazing about the Ramban and so inspiring about the Ramban is how everything that he says, you feel that behind what he says is a very broad-minded judgment of what is Yashir and Seichel, what is the Hagen HaSugis, what is the compelling truth of the Sugya. When I was a Bach in Eretz Yisrael, the greatest Rashiv in Eretz Yisrael at the time was Rav Nochem Peretzovitz. The greatness of Rav Nochem was not that he said the best svaras, he said good svaras, but other Rashivis also said good svaras. And it wasn't that he said very clever things in Cheshbon, because even though he did, but other Rashivis also said very good things in Cheshbon. The greatness of Rav Nochem was his judgment. He had such a good judgment, what's true and what's not true, what's forced and what's not forced, what emerges from the words of the Rishayim, and what we're superimposing onto the words of the Rishayim. And that, although it might look easy, it's exceedingly, supremely difficult, and it's the product of a lifetime of effort and a lifetime of Bakoshas HaEmes. And I'd like to suggest that that is also a meaning of Yishuv Hadas, of calm reflection. Calm reflection means calm judgment. And to have the Yishuv Hadas and the calm judgment to distinguish and to recognize the Yoshua HaSeichel and the Hagen HaSugis, that is something that one has to cultivate and work on in order to grow in Torah. But at the same time, growth in Torah itself leads to acquiring that as a kinyan benefesh, and that is certainly one of the milus that Torah study adorns one with.